Overboard, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. In the dead of night, some 40 miles off the coast of Montauk, New York, lobster fisherman John Aldrich accidentally fell off the back deck of his boat as his fishing partner and the rest of the crew unknowingly slept. The boat, on autopilot, continued forward, leaving Aldrich treading water in shark-infested waters.
I end up just about to sink, and I realize that my boots are very buoyant. I'm just about basically ready to drown. I exerted so much energy, being so frightened so fast, that I grab my boots, take the one boot out, empty the water out of it, and create an air pocket in it, push it under the water. And I do that with the other boot, and I put one on each arm, and it was a game changer. That gave me time to think then. So I assessed what was going on. I was still freaking out completely. Today, day's the day you're going to die. Do you accept that, or do you fight to stay alive, knowing that anybody even knows I'm missing still?
There was some statement about birds attacking you?
And the second I fell into the water, these storm petrels started dive bombing me and pecking at my head. Immediately, as soon as I hit the water, like they were waiting for me. So I said to myself, you just got to stay alive to daylight. And I just kept saying that over and over and over. And a couple of sharks swam up to me through the night, checking me out. I basically pushed them out of my head. Them being there, I just blocked them out because I was going to freak out.
The fact that you've been hearing John tell the story means that there was a happy ending. He managed to stay afloat through the rest of the night. And come morning, he was discovered and rescued by a helicopter crew. He's written a book called A Speck in the Sea, and a movie about this incredible tale of survival is underway.
This is David Sparks for Sportsman's Spotlight.